Crouch Course, Book 24, Take 2D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Take 2D. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the dialogues. Don't repeat. As you listen, notice the following intonation at the end of the question. Number 1.
You don't feel well, do you?
No, I have an awful headache.
Number 2.
This movie is boring, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm ready to leave.
Number 3.
You missed the meeting, didn't you?
Yes, I had an appointment I couldn't cancel.
Number 4.
I'm certainly glad you hired that new salesman.
So am I. He really works hard, doesn't he?
Number 5.
I thought both teams played extremely well.
I did too. It was a great game, wasn't it?
Listen to the questions in the dialogues and repeat them.
Number 1. You don't feel well, do you? Number 2. This movie is boring, isn't it? Number 3. You missed the meeting, didn't you? Number 4. He really works hard, doesn't he? Number 5. It was a great game, wasn't it?
Now look at Figure 2. Listen to the beginning of a sentence, then choose the phrase that completes the sentence correctly. Circle A or B.
Number 1. We're lost. Number 2. Anne looks tired. Number 3. The test was easy. Number 4. You don't believe me. Number 5. The traffic is terrible. Number 6. The food wasn't very good. Number 7. Ken's lost a lot of weight. Number 8. You've been gone a long time.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is B. Repeat. We're lost, aren't we? Number 2 is A. Repeat. Anne looks tired, doesn't she? Number 3 is B. Repeat. The test was easy, wasn't it? Number 4 is A. Repeat. You don't believe me, do you? Number 5 is A. Repeat. The traffic is terrible, isn't it? Number 6 is A. Repeat. The food wasn't very good, was it? Number 7 is B. Repeat. Ken's lost a lot of weight, hasn't he? Number 8 is B. Repeat. You've been gone a long time, haven't you?
Look at figure 3. As you listen to the dialogues, pay attention to the rising intonation at the end of the questions. Don't repeat. Number 1.
You'll be up for promotion next year, won't you?
No, I won't be eligible until the year after next.
Number 2.
The Millers should be here by now, shouldn't they?
Yes, they should. I hope nothing's happened to them.
Number 3.
You don't still correspond with Ed Marsh, do you?
No, I haven't had a letter from him in several years.
Number 4.
We're almost through. You're not giving up, are you?
Yes, I'm ready to quit. Let's finish the job tomorrow.
Look at the dialogues again. Listen to the questions, then repeat them.
Number 1. You'll be up for promotion next year, won't you? Number 2. The Millers should be here by now, shouldn't they? Number 3. You don't still correspond with Ed Marsh, do you? Number 4. We're almost through. You're not giving up, are you?
Look at figure 4. Listen to the beginning of a question. Then select the phrase that completes the question correctly.
Number 1. You're not angry. Number 2. This is your jacket. Number 3. We're not out of milk. Number 4. Tom put gas in the car. Number 5. Kathy still works here. Number 6. You haven't seen Dan lately. Number 7. This apartment isn't available. Number 8. You crossed my name off the list.
Now check your answers.
Number 1 is A. Repeat. You're not angry, are you? Number 2 is B. Repeat. This is your jacket, isn't it? Number 3 is A. Repeat. We're not out of milk, are we? Number 4 is B. Repeat. Tom put gas in the car, didn't he? Number 5 is B. Repeat. Kathy still works here, doesn't she? Number 6 is A. Repeat. You haven't seen Dan lately, have you? Number 7 is A. Repeat. This apartment isn't available, is it? Number 8 is A. Repeat. You crossed my name off the list, didn't you?
Look at figure 5. Listen to the dialogues. Don't repeat. Pay special attention to the falling intonation at the end of the sentence. Number 1.
When did Tom join the Army?
He enlisted a year ago.
Where is he now?
He's stationed in Georgia.
Number 2.
Who's that package from?
The Martin sent it.
When did it arrive?
It was delivered this morning.
What was in it?
It contained 2 dozen oranges.
Number 3.
Who were you talking to on the phone?
That was Mike Miller.
Why did he call?
He wanted to borrow some of my tools.
What did you tell him?
I said he could have what he needed.
Look at the dialogues again. After you hear the question, read the answer. Don't repeat. Just listen and answer. Number 1.
When did Tom join the Army? Where is he now?
Number 2.
Who's that package from? When did it arrive? What was in it?
Number 3.
Who were you talking to on the phone? Why did he call? What did you tell him?
Now read the questions in the dialogues and listen to the answer. Don't repeat. Just ask and listen. Look at dialogue number 1. Read the first question now. Number 1.
He enlisted a year ago. He's stationed in Georgia.
Number 2.
The Martin sent it. It was delivered this morning. It contained 2 dozen oranges.
Number 3.
That was Mike Miller. He wanted to borrow some of my tools. I said he could have what he needed.
Look at figure 6. Listen to the dialogue. Don't repeat.
Is it required that I not fly when I feel bad?
Yes, it's essential that you stop flying then.
Why is it important that I stay on the ground?
It's better that you not take unnecessary risks.
Is it compulsory that I go to sick call?
Yes, it's mandatory that you see a doctor.
If I'm sick, I guess it's best that I admit it.
That's true. It's critical that you tell someone.
Listen to the dialogue again. This time, repeat it.
Is it required that I not fly when I feel bad?
Yes, it's essential that you stop flying then.
Why is it important that I stay on the ground?
It's better that you not take unnecessary risks.
Is it compulsory that I go to sick call?
Yes, it's mandatory that you see a doctor.
If I'm sick, I guess it's best that I admit it.
That's true. It's critical that you tell someone.
Now look at figure 7. Listen to the instructions that Lieutenant Hill's instructor gave him, then restate them. Use clauses beginning with that. Listen to the first example.
You should get plenty of sleep tonight. It's advisable.
It's advisable that you get plenty of sleep tonight.
Listen to the second example.
Don't come to work late tomorrow. It's critical.
It's critical that you not come to work late tomorrow.
Now listen and restate the sentences.
Number one, don't skip breakfast in the morning. It's important.
Repeat, it's important that you not skip breakfast in the morning.
Number two, we've got to take off on schedule. It's necessary.
Repeat, it's necessary that we take off on schedule.
Number three. In fact, you should get here a little early. It's better.
Repeat, it's better that you get here a little early.
Number four. Don't forget to bring your map. It's essential.
Repeat. It's essential that you not forget to bring your map.
Number five. You must examine your equipment carefully. It's required.
Repeat. It's required that you examine your equipment carefully.
Number six. Cross-check the instruments frequently. It's critical.
Repeat. It's critical that you cross-check the instruments frequently.
Number seven. Obey my instructions immediately. It's mandatory.
Repeat. It's mandatory that you obey my instructions immediately.
Number eight. Let's discuss any problems right now. It's best.
Repeat, it's best that we discuss any problems right now.
Look at figure 8 now. You'll hear a paragraph three times. The first time, just listen. Write the missing words the second time. When you hear it the third time, check what you've written. Look at the paragraph and listen.
Alan graduated from pilot training this morning. Many of his friends and relatives attended the ceremony and watched while he pinned on his silver pilot's wings. They were extremely proud of him because he was one of the top graduates of his class. Alan is excited and is looking forward to his new assignment as a pilot. But first, he's ready to take leave for a couple of days.
Now listen and write the words that are missing.
Alan graduated from pilot training this morning. Many of his friends and relatives attended the ceremony and watched while he pinned on his silver pilot's wings. They were extremely proud of him because he was one of the top graduates of his class.
Alan is excited and is looking forward to his new assignment as a pilot. But first, he's ready to take leave for a couple of days.
Listen again and check the words.
Alan graduated from pilot training this morning. Many of his friends and relatives attended the ceremony and watched while he pinned on his silver pilot's wings. They were extremely proud of him because he was one of the top graduates of his class. Alan is excited and is looking forward to his new assignment as a pilot. But first, he's ready to take leave for a couple of days.
To read the complete paragraph, turn to the answer page for this tape. This is the end of tape 2D, book 24.